You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Matt DiArmi's in the house. Welcome, Matt.
Morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Boy, you gotta have something to celebrate every day, and today happens, is no exception. We always like to find something to celebrate. Today's, though, may just get us in a little bit of trouble. So if the kids are listening, well, you may have as they said on I Love Lucy, and I refer to my wife lovingly as Lucy many, many times. There, you may have some splaining to do, but we'll share it anyway. Today, National Shower with a Friend Day. National Shower with a Friend Day.
It is what it is.
Held annually February 5th. Basically, the way this started is winter is the coldest and loneliest season of the year. With dwindling daylight and Valentine's Day at its heart, February can often leave people feeling dejected and somber. National Shower with a Friend Day injects a bit of humor into the season while also serving to educate people on the benefits of showering in fresh filtered water. Save the water. I don't know how you shower in Southern California anymore. We're not supposed to use any water. So maybe that's the idea. Maybe that's where they came up with Shower with a Friend Day, is the governor might have come up with this concept to save water. I'm not sure about that one. Well, yeah, there we go. A little slow on the buttons here this morning. It is Friday morning. First Friday of the month. It always does give us a time. Those people in financial services, they always get nervous very early in the day, the first Friday of the month, early in the day, West Coast time, just because the first Friday of the month is when some of the jobs numbers come out. And this is when we really have to connect the dots for you, just because the headlines are going to tell a completely different story than reality. And as you know, if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis, we like reality, and we know that most of the news media will not share reality with you. Reality says that we added 151,000 new jobs this month, but let's look a little bit deeper into the jobs number. Why? Because it affects interest rates. When it affects interest rates, that has to do with your cars. If you're buying a new car, it'll affect that. It has to do with your mortgage. It has to do with your home equity line of credit, your credit cards. So that's why we talk about it. We bring it down to the simplest of terms, because you know I am just a simple guy.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
That would not be me, but I want to give you the truth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So here's the truth. The media is going to tell you that it was a great jobs report, that we are down at 4.9% unemployment. And if you listen to just that, okay, the expectations were for us to add 190,000 new jobs this month. We added 151,000 new jobs, just a slight change. Labor force participation rate, that grew just a little bit from 62.6% to 62.7%. But here's the number that they don't want you to know. See, when they talk about a 4.9% unemployment rate, that just doesn't mean anything because the people that give up on looking for a job, they say, well, you're not unemployed any longer. Try and connect the dots there. I give up on looking for a job, so therefore I'm no longer unemployed. No, it means I don't have any faith in the system in trying to find a job because we know what the definition of a new job is. See, that 151,000 new jobs, that means somebody worked 1 hour of work for pay during the month of January, and that counts as a new job. 1 hour of work for pay is the definition of a new job. But you're not going to hear the unemployment or underemployment number comes out from the same United States Bureau of Labor Statistics. They call this the U6 number, which increased from 9.8% unemployment or underemployment to 10.5%. 10.5% unemployment or underemployment for the month of January 2016. Not good news for the economy, but nobody will tell you that. Now, one number that is semi-decent, not real good, but semi-decent, is we did see a little bit of a tick up in average hourly earnings. So think about this. Less people are working. We're at generational lows on the labor participation rate. And the average wage went up just a hair. What that's telling you is that a lot of the people that are getting new jobs, 151,000 of them, are getting low-paying jobs, and the rich are getting richer. That's what that's telling you. How often, what does it say when unemployment declines without decent wage growth? Again, that's telling us we're not creating the good jobs. U.S. productivity fell sharply in the fourth quarter. That's not a good number. And we're seeing that. The Dow Jones, as I'm speaking to you right now, down 185 on our live broadcast on our flagship station, ESPN Radio. U.S. 10-year Treasury, I told you we're going down to somewhere around 120 to 140. We are at 186 on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Remember, generally and historically, the U.S. 10-year Treasury ranges between a half and 1% above the U.S. 10-year, the German Bund, the German 10-year Bund. There's usually a trading range. They kind of stay lockstep with each other. They're kind of parallel. Well, right now, the German 10-year is at 0.3. That would indicate on the high side, the U.S. 10-year should be at 1.3. We're at 1.86. Not exactly the numbers we've been looking for. But we can start looking at other numbers and see if we can have some fun. That's just catching you up right there. Talk about fun. Now, we chat about this on a regular basis, that here in the state of confusion, we are paying $2.534 on average for gasoline. National average, $1.76.3. National average, $1.76.3. And there's only about eight states that are under, that are over $2 a gallon. Yes, we are one of them. Thank goodness Hawaii is ahead of us now. They're the highest priced in the country. And yesterday, unbelievable, the great constitutional lawyer in the White House proposed adding another tax on oil. Adding taxes to oil. Wants to add a $10 tax on oil just because he wants to promote. Yes, hold on for it. He's really looking to promote Solyndra. Oh, no, no, no. We already did Solyndra. We lost $500 million. Looking to promote clean air, clean energy. Really, do you think you're going to be able to promote clean energy when we've got oil down at $31, $31.50 a barrel? We're looking at 35,000 new unemployed in the high-paying oil sector coming on just from Texas alone. Think about it. Does it make sense to continue taxing more and expecting that it's going to help the economy? let's see, take more money away from the economy and see if people will spend more money. Doesn't make sense. You got to connect these dots and understand just plain old economics 101. Tax something you want to stop. Raise prices, slow it down. Think about it. If gas prices go up to $10 a gallon, are you going to buy more or less? If they go to $1 a gallon, well, they can't go to $1 a gallon in California because we tax it too much. But if they went down that low, would you buy more or less? Would you go to the river more or less? Take more or less vacations? Spend more or less money? Go out dirt biking? All these different things. You have more money when the government takes less of it so you can actually go spend it where you want to spend it, because we don't save in America. Simple stuff, but unfortunately, Washington, D.C., they're so disconnected, they don't understand it. Hillary Clinton still thinks it's $675,000 in that. That's why Goldman Sachs really wanted to hear her enough to pay her $675,000 for three speeches. No, they wanted to buy her influence. That's all they cared about. Unbelievable. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to talk philanthropy. There's a lot of events going on in Southern California. You can help other people. We're going to talk to Matt DiArmi about that. Surprising things that are taxable. Got the big game coming up this weekend. I wonder if that's taxable beyond just Cam Newton. We talked about that yesterday. Which mortgage is for you? 1 in 5 millennials say they're taking on personal loans. Holy cow. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7745. 47.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 0186.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Being that it is the weekend of the big game, Super Bowl on Sunday, who are you picking? Have you picked anybody yet, Matt?
I have, yes.
Okay, who are you going with?
You know, I got a lot of friends from Denver, and this is their high season, and I love them to death, so just so I can get in their grill, I got to go with the other team, Carolina.
Got to go. Okay. Got to have fun.
Sorry. I got to bring a little energy into the mix.
There you go. Yeah, at least get everybody on board there with a little.
Make it fun.
Little fun. I've kind of sat on the fence on this one just because I really want to see Peyton Manning go out on top. I know he says he doesn't know whether he's going to quit or not. I hope he does. Not for any reason other than he's been so, so successful. There's some. You know, whoever that kid is that was playing quarterback may become a great, great quarterback. But in Manning's day, I mean, that guy couldn't have even carried Manning's cleats for him. Now, so I'd love to see him go out on top, not get hurt. And so I hope the Broncos win. But youth, gosh, Cam Newton is just so, so good. But we'll talk about it. But the reason I bring that up, in the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, 8 surprising things that are taxable. Now, some things, I can't say that it's taxable only if you get caught, because that would be illegal. It's taxable whether you get caught or not. The issue is, are you going to break the law and not claim it? So we'll just say that caveat right ahead. Employee awards, supposed to be taxable. You're supposed to report those. If you have a home pool and you win a lot of money gambling on the big game, gambling wins are taxable. When you win the Powerball, the IRS they get most of their money first. But that is taxable. Money won in a lawsuit. You sued someone or settled out of court and it all worked out in your favor. It's not all good news, unfortunately. You may have to pay the IRS, according to a tax accountant, which I am not. Got to get the hold of the accountant people and make sure you follow the rules there too. Canceled debt in many instances, taxable. Alimony, got to see some, it's taxable. Renting out a room, taxable. Airbnb, you even have to pay your transit occupancy tax. They may be collecting it for you. I've never done an Airbnb, but there is taxes there. Money found. Hey, find a $20 bill, you're supposed to report that. Class action settlements. I don't know what, probably costs more money to fill out the form than the settlements you get in most of the class action lawsuits. You get $10 and some or some free airline ticket or something like that. Think about that. I was listening to one of the big radio stations. I'm a country music guy. They're talking about a $15,000 package if you win that package. Yeah, today's date night with Reunion Kitchen and Drink, that's supposed to be taxable. This package is small enough, we don't have to give you a 1099, but it's your duty to report it. Just think about all those things. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Your credit report is wrong. We know it. Credit Sanitizer has the solution to help you correct that issue. So being that we're talking about fun, man, I got some wine things coming up that, and I know that you've always got some good little tidbits to talk about with wine.
Well, so I know you love wine.
I do.
I know you love to share wine with your audience. And so I just found out about this event. I thought I'd share it because it's such a unique event. So Sonia Kelson is a local wine merchant. Her company and her store is called Colony Wine Merchants over in Anaheim. Sonia was a supply side person for many years. So she worked for the wine industry representing the wines. She is an expert when it comes to getting the very best prices on wines. She's holding her first tasting at the place Sunday, the 28th of February. It's an afternoon. There's 40 wineries. And what happens? You pay, you buy your ticket, you go in, there's food, there's wine, you get to taste all the wines, and then you get to buy the wine at very special pricing for future future delivery. This is something that's done a lot of times in the wine industry, but it's very rare to have somebody with her knowledge and skill who can actually bring the big wineries to the table. So it will sell out, but I would suggest you visit her website, colonywinemerchant.com, get your tickets for this, find her on Facebook, because it really is going to be a special event.
We're going to have to try and get more information on that and see if we can buy. Actually, I know that you just posted it on Facebook. I'm going to share it, and we'll see if we can have some. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it really is. I mean, you go down there. She's got a beautiful marble bar. I mean, the place is really first class. Great wine selection. And like I said, I tell people, you know, you and I have talked about this before, about how the wine industry has so many economic inefficiencies that pricing wine from as a retailer can be more complex than the baseball salary cap.
Right.
She literally is the expert. Other people who are retail merchants, when she was on the supply side, would come to her for her expertise in putting on these kinds of events. So you really are getting a rare treat with an expert like Sonia.
I'd have to look back in some of our notes, and maybe you know it off the top of your head, Matt, but the math in wine is just crazy. When you think about the amount of money that a winemaker actually gets for a bottle of wine as compared to all of the different steps along the line until it finally gets to us as the consumer.
Right, and that's
it's
why
amazing.
And that's why the big fights you see with Costco and other retailers fighting against the three-tiered system that got put into place after Prohibition. That's why you see direct-to-consumer is always such a great deal, and that's why wineries are happy to have great wine club discounts, because they can get more for their product going direct to consumer than they can for the distributor, and still be able to offer you better than what you could get it at the retail price.
I think the number that I'm thinking off the top of my head, that the number that we chatted about was, if you're the typical consumer going out to a restaurant, you're not bringing a bottle with you, but you go and buy a nice bottle of wine at a nice dinner, the gratuity that you leave for the server on that bottle of wine, in many instances, is more than the winemaker actually gets themselves.
Well, yeah, and so the interesting thing is, when they say when you're tipping, you generally don't tip on the cost of the wine when you're tipping your server, but most of us, we look at the final number and we do that. And so you're
really,
right.
I've never heard that before, because I've always just tipped based on the
right.
Like, I know that you're not supposed to, but because I'm a simple guy, I'm sometimes pretty lazy. I just look at the bottom line. I know the technically you really don't tip on tax either.
Right, and people a lot of times they tip on corkage, which is a service charge. So if you brought your own bottle of wine and they charge you $25 for that service, you're then tipping on service. I mean, that doesn't make sense. But
now, that's an interesting concept. Let's stay there for 1 second, Matt, because one of the things that we've talked about on air as well, and it's kind of a little bit different than what you're saying there, is. You go into a restaurant, bring in your own bottle, and say you pay $20 for a corkage. I'm pretty sure that money, that's going to the establishment, right? It's not going to the server.
Correct.
But the server, if you had bought a bottle there, would technically or theoretically get some sort of a gratuity or service for a bottle that you might buy there. If I buy a martini there, you know, I'm going to give, you know, cost $10 for a martini, $12, whatever. You know, I'm going to give her $2 or $3 as part of my tip is going there. So if I don't pay a gratuity on the money on the corkage, the server seems like they might get a little shortchanged.
Well, that is true. But see, that's where you have to tie that into the rule of you generally don't tip on the cost of the wine. So let's say you went out to dinner, you bought a $100 bottle of wine. You say, well, I'm going to give an extra $20 for the service or opening of that bottle of wine. That was included in the price of the bottle that you purchased from the establishment. Now, listen, we all go to the bar. We buy a beer. We tip our bartender a cocktail, glass of wine. And I'm not saying you should not. I tip very well. I'm known for tipping very well. Give something to your server for that. But, you know, if you bought a $300 bottle of wine, the idea that you were to then add a gratuity on top of that of $60, let's say at 20%, that isn't generally what they advise. If you look at all the tipping industry standards, you might leave $10, $15 or something. But really, you're talking about service for the overall experience. The wine component is just one piece. But, you know, listen, if you're buying that kind of wine, you generally can afford to do that. And I'm a big proponent of, you know, taking care of people who are taking care of you. So
absolutely.
I don't follow the rules. I like to break the rules. What can I say?
Exactly. You know, something, and I'm with you exactly there, because, you know, something, the rules, just like you've shared with us in the past with regard to the legal aspects, especially in family law, the rules are basically to give you the minimum guidelines, right? Telling you, you know, if you tip 18%, that's not saying that it's a maximum. You can't do more. Yeah, if you feel so inclined, there's no rule that says you can't give a 50% tip. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Got some charitable events coming up in addition to this great event, which is not a charitable event, but it's a lot of fun. And we're going to talk more about those. Why 1 in 5 millennials say they're taking on personal loans. What mortgage is correct for you? We've got all that to still cover this morning. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today, it is being brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. Complete 2-minute survey. Your household board of directors will be introduced to you. They are locals. So it's going to be real estate person, mortgage person, CPA, financial planner, tax planner. You may need one or two or three different forms of attorneys, legal representation. They're all part of the Area Trusted Professional Program. Text ATP to 79564. Why 1 in 5 millennials say they are taking on personal loans? Got to be careful of this one. U.S. credit card debt is a source of shame, and student loans are a known enemy. I've talked to you about that before. Got to be real, real careful of those student loans. They're really biting people right now. Between the third quarter 2013 and the third quarter 2015, latest data we have available, the number of consumers with personal loans in the U.S. has grown 18% to 27.34 million people, according to TransUnion. 10% of the 1,000 American adults that the personal finance company Bankrate surveyed in January said they were either very likely or somewhat likely to take out a personal loan in the next 12 months. About 20% of those adults who said they would consider it, millennials. Why? Very few people have savings. Very few people have an emergency fund. About 63% of adults have said they have no emergency savings for unexpected events like a $1,000 emergency room visit or a $500 car repair. We talk about that all the time. You got to have that emergency fund set up just for those days so you don't find yourself in a bind. What happens if your car goes down and you can't get that quick personal loan and you can't go to work? Got to be careful of these things. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals. Text ATP to 79564. One thing that we should have mentioned, Matt, in our last segment, we'll close out on that great wine event that you shared with us. Our friend Robert at ALS Limo Service. Give him a call before you go to that event. If you've got 40 wines and you may be tasting just a little bit from each of them, you know, sometimes we don't want to see anybody have a problem with our friendly law enforcement folks on the way home. A whole lot cheaper to call Robert and get a great driver for you than to have to worry about a DUI. Matt, you and I have talked about the DUIs before on the broadcast.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Car service is a whole lot cheaper. Get that designated driver.
Well, oh, yeah, and especially, you know, you're in Anaheim, so they do direct prosecutions of misdemeanor DUIs through the Anaheim City Attorney's Office. They're a lot more aggressive sometimes than even the District Attorney's Office. Anaheim PD, you know, they're not known for their friendliness, although they are known for their professionalism. They're very great. I do like law enforcement. I'm just saying they are aggressive in enforcement of DUIs,
which is to save people's lives.
Of course. Right. So you definitely want to be safe. And again, if you're going to an event like this, you're going with a group of people. So have the party, have the fun, spend a little money on a limo. It's, you know, have it start at one place, pick everybody up, enjoy the party on the way home, make an event of it. Don't just, you know, say, oh, we're going to meet you there for a couple of hours, because, you know, people don't realize that the way, you know, people absorb alcohol is different, and, you know, people start to feel it, and they start, you know, most DUIs happen within a couple of miles of your own house. A lot of people don't realize that.
So. And the I don't know who it is. I guess it was the state legislatures trying to reduce the tolerance level to 0.05 now from 0.08. Whether it'll go through or not, who knows? But the idea is to keep people safe.
Well, it is. I mean, listen, people are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, some, you know, the more rules you add on, at some point they don't have any more effect. They lose that positive impact. I don't know that would have a positive impact, but the
somebody's going to break the rules at 0.08, it's going to break it at 0.05.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, what that shows to me is that legislator doesn't have a fundamental understanding of how the body absorbs alcohol or affects people. You know, the basic research would tell you it's really about the level of impairment. And we have the A count, which is the which isn't, you know, what we call the per se DUI, which is the 0.08, but and that is really an impairment. DUI, and that can be down at 0.04. It could be down at that's a very individualized. That's why they give you the field sobriety tests, which you have the right to decline. As an attorney, you should decline those because those are really what they're going to use to say, well, even at a 0.04, you were impaired. And so if they don't get you on the B count, which is the 0.08, they're going to get you on the A count. So that's the issue there.
So call Robert over at ALS and get a car. If you don't have one, I'll post his number right there on our Facebook page as well. Moving right along, another subject that is near and dear to my heart, and obviously yours as well, Matt, because you're the one that shared the dates with us. A event, Yorba Linda Country Club, Boots and Bling.
Right. So this is the spring soiree for Orange County, Seneca family of agencies. A lot of people know them as Kinship Center or Canyon Acres. They merged in a couple of years ago, and now they're under the Seneca family of agencies. All the money raised in Orange County stays in Orange County to support the kids. They do some fantastic programs, especially with at-risk families and abused children, one of which that's going to be specifically raised for this event is what they call a GATE program, which is really just not getting super technical. It's horse therapy. So what they do is children that have been substantially abused are totally emotionally closed off. And this what they do is they work with horses, and that helps bring them out of that. And they make that emotional connection with the horse and build that trust. And then that allows them to kind of come out of it. So nationally recognized therapy program. It's used with veterans with PTSD. It was highlighted a couple of years ago with the Kentucky Derby and what they do with the veterans. This is the real deal. But it needs money to help support these kids. This is a fantastic charity, top shelf. I mean, Yorba Linda Country Club. It's just going to be a fantastic event. May 14th, 2016. Get your tickets. They say pony up for the kids, and it really is. So you should do it. It's a great event.
It's amazing how many of these different events, and I love talking about some of the events. And really, I shouldn't say the events. The events are what they are. A lot of people work very, very hard for the events. What's most important is the cause, right? You're talking about, I mean, here, great event at Yorba Linda Country Club, but the cause is what's really important, is helping these kids. And it's amazing what we see, some of the connections and the benefits. I was talking the other night to a gentleman, and he's a dog trainer. And he's found that his biggest claim to fame, so to speak, I don't know if it's fame or thing he's most proud of, is that he's never had a veteran who's committed suicide that has had one of his dogs. And we know that we have, 22 veterans a day commit suicide.
Right. And well, that dog is providing an ability to emotionally connect to another living creature, and then build that trust. And so that's what's important. And so, you know, especially with the children, you know, if they don't learn how to connect with other people and integrate themselves back into society, then the costs upon society are just going to be, we're going to have law enforcement costs. We're going to have, because they're going to get into trouble. They may harm themselves. They may harm other people. You know, you really do give these kids a future. And this works. I mean, this isn't something where they say, well, is it touchy-feely, whatever. This is proven. It's being rolled out all across the country. It is the real deal. These are specially, this isn't just, we got a horse down at the auction. These are specially trained horses. These are qualified people, therapists working with the children, but this is the real deal. It's a great cause. People should come support it.
And it's a lot of money. I mean, I didn't realize it. I heard one dog trainer, and I don't know the horses side of it. So being that the horses are so much bigger, they probably take a lot more training than a dog would. But I've heard $15,000 to $58,000 to train a dog to do the job the right way. I mean, it's got to take a lot of money to train a horse, because these aren't, you don't just grab a horse that somebody was using to go horseback riding in Catalina, and now they become a therapy horse.
Correct. Yeah, these are specially trained. There is a cost, and there's the feed and the maintenance and so forth. And they do a lot of other great programs too. We're just highlighting this one program, but it's definitely something that's fantastic.
So this one is May 14th, Yorba Linda Country Club. Boots and Bling is the name of it. Seneca, the leadership board of Seneca Orange County, cordially invites you to that annual event. They've got other events coming up throughout the year as well. So we're going to talk about this one. We'll post this also. It's kind of a theme today. A lot of people are getting ready to have a good time. When you're doing, hey, here's a concept, Matt. Get all these, everybody and their uncle seems to have a Super Bowl party.
Right.
And at every one of these Super Bowl parties, they have the board where you pick your numbers and all that good stuff. Why don't you go to Facebook, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, grab this little flyer here, and just instead, even if you don't want to go to the event, take half of the pool and send it over to Seneca and help the kids. Can they do something like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a fantastic idea.
Right? We talked about a $4.2 billion are going to be gambled this weekend for the game. $4 billion of it is illegal gambling, which means home parties like this. Can you imagine if we can get, 10% of that to some of these different organizations?
Well, and think of the life lesson you can teach your own children by that.
Absolutely. Beautiful stuff. Okay, we're going to keep on going with this. We've got a theme today. We got the big game, and we got a theme going here. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio and on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and is your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for a mortgage, any sort of mortgage, give them a call. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. They've got one day out of short sale, one day out of foreclosure, one day out of bankruptcy, as well as all of the traditional mortgages as well. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch. Which mortgage is correct for you, conventional, FHA, or VA? Well, the easiest one to answer is if you are a veteran, almost every situation, the VA loan will be the best for you. The VA loan is a great, great loan. If you qualify, if you've served, you've earned it, there are a couple areas where you can lose that eligibility, but in most instances, that VA loan is going to always be the best loan around. You've got the FHA loan. Don't ever let somebody say to you, you don't want mortgage insurance, you don't want an FHA loan. Think about this. An FHA loan is far, far better than paying somebody else's mortgage. That's called rent. So if you can get in, if you need that product for you, you're going to get higher debt to income ratios. It's going to be allowed there. Lower credit scores are going to be allowed there. It's going to have some extra costs in it, but the loan itself, the interest rate on the loan is amongst the lowest, but you do have to deal with the mortgage insurance premium on that particular product. Nothing wrong with it. Get in the game. That's the key to it. Conventional loans, yes, you do have the conventional loans. Most of those are 20% down. You can get them with private mortgage insurance where you can go with as low as 3% down. Get in the game is the bottom line. There's a lot of different loans out there. Get in the game. 3% down, 500 FICO scores. These programs are all there now. Just give us a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people at the right places. 800-306-1990. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over there at VIP Mortgage. I should also share with you that today is Friday. No surprise there. I should grab my friend over here, because when I say today is Friday, we don't need Gomer.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
You don't have a surprise with that. The question, though, is Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Earlier this week, Brent Humphreys discussed the month's supply of homes on the market in the San Diego market. How many months' supply did he tell us were available in the San Diego market, according to Brent Humphreys? Put the correct answer on Ron Siegel Radio. Be the third person with the correct answer on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, and you will win that date night package to Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Thanks to our friends over there. We have this every Friday for you. So we're going to continue our conversation this morning. Matt DeArmy is in the house. He is a local attorney, but does a lot of great stuff. Matt is my go-to guy here in Orange County when we're talking about wines. But he also has some great information that he comes in and shares with us about nonprofit charitable work. Matt, I was at an event, and I'm sure you know the organization. It was with the Orange County Family. It was Orange County Family Justice. It's either Orange County Family Justice Center or it was the Trauma Intervention. Maybe it was Trauma Intervention Program. And what they did there, it was really cool. And I'm going to tie some of your different events here together. One of the things they did is they had people that donated bottles of wine, and they donated them, and everyone had to wrap the bottle up so nobody could tell what was in it.
Oh, fun. Yeah, I love those games.
And then you had to donate $20 to the charity, and you went to the rack and pulled a bottle of wine totally blind. You had no idea what you were getting. So here's the concept. Go over to Colony Wine Merchants on the 28th. Buy some wine there. Wrap it nicely. Donate it to one of these events that we're going to talk about or we've talked about. And see if you can raise a little bit of money for the organization.
It's a fantastic idea. I love it.
Any way to raise money for the groups.
Well,
have fun.
And if you buy two bottles, you can drink one and donate one.
There you go.
So, you know.
Just like our
great
Super Bowl party.
Yeah, those are always fun. The wheels of wine where you spin for the bottle or the
it's a new
wine
way to spin the bottle.
Or the, exactly. or the wine wall like that where you pick a bottle, you pay $20. Sometimes you walk away with a $50 to $100 bottle of wine.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people, they like to donate nice stuff to that, to those kinds of things. And they do those at charity events. They're very popular and they raise a lot of money. And the best thing is they're pure profit directly to the bottom line of the charity for that event. So it isn't like they had to go out and buy the bottles to then, you know, put that on. It all goes to the bottom line for the charity. So those are great events.
The likelihood is it's going to be a great bottle of wine because, number one, who's going to the event? It's going to be people that have some sort of means to be donating, right?
Correct.
And if you've got a wine cellar and you've got wines that you can just pull out of your wine cellar, generally it's because you like good wine.
Right. Well, yeah.
Right? I mean, if I called you and said, Matt, I need a bottle of wine. Can I pick one up right now? It's not going to be a bottle of Two Buck Chuck that you're going to have at home.
Let's put it this way. If you ask me to donate a bottle of wine and I donate it, I don't want to give you something that I wouldn't want to be seen with or, you know, it's going to reflect on me. So
you want to be proud of it.
Right. I want to be proud of it. So that's exactly the point. So you're going to get great stuff in those kinds of games at events. I suggest you do them. They're great. They're a lot
absolutely
of fun.
So let's go to the next one that we've got on here. And this one here is you were sharing a little bit of it with me. I've talked to a couple of the folks. I must say it wrong every time. Ipadrini is the name of it?
Correct. Ipadrini di Antonello is the Godfathers of Antonello's. It's a charity group that was formed and operates out of Antonello's restaurant in Costa Mesa. You've had other members here. Wendell Stout's been here before. He's our illustrious chairman and president of the organization for other events. We're talking about today the first golf tournament. So the Ipadrini Evening Under the Stars is always a great event in October. Everybody who does the charity events recognizes that as probably one of the best events of the year. The golf tournament's going to be May 20th at Oak Creek. So Ipadrini doesn't do anything halfway. Everything
right
is top shelf.
Yeah, when you see some of the the who's who of the community, the county, when you see the articles in the papers afterwards, I mean, they're all there.
Oh, yeah. So Ipadrini is a very interesting charity. So it's 50 members, and they're generally on the boards of other charities. And the design is to basically be a safety net because there's so many great charities out there doing things. But there's always one kid that falls through the cracks. You know, they say, well, we don't really do that. Or the other charity says, well, we don't do that. And there's some special need that a child in Orange County will have that just can't be met despite all these other great charities. That's where Ipadrini comes in. So a member brings in the giving opportunity. We do the due diligence on it. And unlike some charities where they just write you a check, really, then that child becomes our godchild. And so then we will step in and we will do everything to fulfill that need, just like a godparent would, and use our business acumen and connections. And a lot of times we find a source where they couldn't find it that isn't us that meets that need, or our business contacts. We've done a lot of great things as an organization. We've supported some of the stuff with Seneca. They're finding families programs, helping children get out of long-term foster care to find families. The GATE program, we actually donated one of the horses for the therapy for them. We do great stuff with Speech and Language Development Center. Those children have problems for their problems. I mean,
right,
really
serious problems.
Great, yeah, serious issues. We do stuff with them. So if a child needs a cochlear implant or something, that's a $10,000 appliance that people, you know, there's no source of funds for, you know, we do those things. Really great. I could sit here all day and talk about the great stuff we do. We've never done a golf tournament before. So a lot of our members are golfers. They said, we should do a golf tournament. So we said, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. So it's at Oak Creek, which was one of the top golf destinations in Orange County. It's going to be top shelf. All inclusive. Your fee gets, you know, everything, including dinner later. It's on a Friday. A lot of golf tournaments are earlier in the week. It's on a Friday, so you can have a great time and not have to pay the consequence by working the next day. It's going to be a wonderful evening event as well. And we just landed a great liquor sponsor, Pow Vodka, from Levesque Distribution. They have a distillery in Hawaii. They actually make vodka out of pineapples.
Wow.
Which is, I know. I
have
was
to
like,
try it. I love vodka.
I will tell you, everybody says they want their vodka smooth. What they really mean is they want their vodka balanced, because they don't want to have it to be hot or spicy, or, you know, just have an off flavor where something outshines something else. I have to tell you, the pineapple, I think, as the base really makes the difference, because it's a very balanced vodka. And you don't take my word for it. Bristol Farms, Gelson's, Whole Foods, and a lot of the top retailers in Orange County have just brought that into their stores. So they're tasting, they know their clientele, they know their market. So it's really fantastic. PAU.
So what's the date of this event?
This date is May 20th. It's a Friday of 2016. You can go to ipadrini-golf.com, click the link. If you just Google Ipadrini Golf, it's going to be a great event.
And we'll put that one on our website. Also, and remember, our friend Robert ALS Limo, get you there and get you home safe. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks for coming in, Matt. We really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.